Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing timely words. There are those that say that timing is everything in communication. I suspect that we've all experienced ill-timed words. People that have said things, sometimes well-meaning, other times maybe not so much, but just wasn't the right time. The words, whether good or bad, hit us in a way that we weren't ready for. I remember years ago, I was in high school, so a lot of years ago, I was talking with a person about a movie, and a really gruesome scene in the movie. And afterwards, it dawned on me that this individual's mom had been killed in an accident in a manner similar to what this movie portrayed. And I kept thinking to myself afterwards, why? I mean, I realized after the fact that this other individual really wasn't responding as well as I thought he would have. It wasn't that my words were bad. We had talked about movies in times past and even times after that, but the timing was, well, horrendous because of the subject matter. The timing was definitely not an appropriate thing. You see, as we live life, it's important that we pay attention to what others are going through, that our words are timely. They're, as the writer of Proverbs said, they're apt, they're fitting. They belong in the setting that we use them. See, God has called us to Himself. He has called us to represent Jesus. And it's important that the words we use as we represent Jesus are words that belong. They're words that fit. They're words that show others how much we care. You see, just as we've probably experienced ill-timed words spoken to us, we've been the giver of those far too often. You see, the timely words that God calls us to use, God wants us to use in our conversations with people, are those that show compassion, that show mercy, that show understanding. The words that come from Scripture itself. It's fascinating when people talk about the Bible. They talk about God's Word being ancient, being out of date, being irrelevant. And I wonder, how often has this person who's making these claims read the Scripture? How often have they sat down with God? Are they living with God's Spirit in them? There's not a time that I've gone to Scripture and I spent time with God in prayer that I've not discovered His Word to be timely. And yes, it's pretty easy to use God's Word, just as it is to use any words that we share, in an untimely manner. It's why our conversations grow out of relationship. A few weeks ago, I was helping hurricane victims, cleaning up trees and debris and things that had been just filled their yards, their properties, made life such that it was impossible for people to really have a grasp on where to even begin. And as I talked with the homeowners, there's various topics that I'll talk about, and but one particular home, there was a subject that I said, hold on. I felt the Spirit saying, not now. And I couldn't understand. But I listened. Sometimes God's Spirit speaks within us. He prompts us. He puts within us a burden to say something or a burden not to say something. And so I didn't tackle this conversation. And by the end of the time that we had worked at this property, this man had volunteered some information about himself that, well, would have made the words that I probably would have used earlier in the day rather untimely. By waiting, by listening, by building a very brief but connected relationship, I discovered that the things that I wanted to say could be said differently. They could be said in a way that was beneficial to those that hear, where the original conversation could have been very awkward. You see, as we read God's Word, we find that same dilemma. There are truths of Scripture that absolutely require context of relationship in order for them to be shared in a timely way. And so instead of avoiding the conversations, we build the relationships. We listen. I believe the greatest tool in sharing timely words is learning how to listen. I've said this before. It says one of the problems in our culture and our society is that we don't really listen to one another. Even when a conversation is taking place, the vast majority of people listen only for the intent of formulating a response. As soon as they believe they hear enough to respond, they turn off their ears. The listening stops. And then we wonder why no one understands each other. Why we live in a divided culture. Why we're at odds with people that we're not even sure why. It's fascinating that when you begin to serve people, when you begin to share God's love with people, they recognize that that's a bridge, that's a common ground that builds community. As you consider the words that you use, consider how timely they are. I have a friend that would, anytime someone would talk about the old phrase from police shows and even real life, that you have the right to remain silent. Their typical response was, you may have the right to remain silent, but you really don't have the ability. And so many times we fail to speak timely words because we've not learned the ability to remain silent. And that may sound like a strange combination of timely words and silence. But in order for words to be timely, it means there's a time, there's a period where silence is necessary because words are not timely. You if you know of a dangerous situation and someone is injured. And after the fact, oh yeah, I was going to tell you about that, but it just never came up. And they would probably think, you knew and you didn't warn me? You see, the truth of Scripture, the truth of eternity, is a timely message. Because a danger exists that people outside of Christ will perish forever. Their separation from God will be eternal. And so sharing the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, is always a timely message. But as we've talked about this month in choosing words which honor Christ, the way we share that message says a lot about who we are. And so we'll talk a few more days yet in this devotional about sharing a message in a timely manner, but sharing it in a manner that is productive. As you pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you live life in such a way that you listen, that your words would be timely, they would be fitting, they would be appropriate for whatever situation that you're in, that you would always view God's word as timely and fitting and appropriate for every situation. God tells us that all Scripture is God-breathed. It's written down by men who were carried by the Spirit, who were led by God's Spirit to write what God wanted put down, what He wanted recorded. Because it's God-breathed, because His Spirit produced it within the writings of men, it's useful for all kinds of good things. And as you pray that you would find the usefulness of God's Word in all of your conversations. Oh, not as a club to beat people with, but as a message of hope. The gospel, the good news. You see, Scripture becomes timely when we share it in the manner it was intended, as good news of Jesus. I'm not sure there's ever a time when good news is not timely. And sharing that good news of Jesus comes when we listen. It comes when we listen long enough that we can apply the good news of Jesus to the need that the people around us express. And sometimes they express it in words, but many times they express it in their actions, in their life, in their silence. Will you listen long enough so that you can share timely words? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. Scripture is full of times where you say, in the fullness of time, or just the right time, you did such and such, or you said such and such. Father, may we learn from your word. May we learn from the example of Jesus, who spoke up often, but also remained silent, who listened, who was moved to compassion time and time again by simply watching people. Father, as we consider the words that we use, may our words be timely because we're paying attention. May our words be filled with the truth and love and mercy, compassion of Scripture, because we want our words to be expressing the timeliness of your word. Father, I pray continually for the children in our homes, our communities, our churches, I pray that we would not ignore them, that we would listen so that our words to them would be timely as well. And Father, that our timely words would move us to action. They would motivate us to do the things that you've prepared us in advance to do, the good works that glorify your name. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for those that are struggling. So many continue to struggle through this season of COVID-19 and all of the restrictions and changes and things that are so different than what we've ever known before. And even in the midst of this, as we share words so freely on social media and everywhere else that we can imagine, may we be mindful of how our words can build and how they can tear down. And may we be careful not to share words just because they mean something to us, but share words which are timely and beneficial to those that would hear. Father, as I watch the news, specifically the weather reports, I continue to pray for the Gulf Coast of Mexico, which was going to be hit with this Hurricane Delta likely first, and also the Gulf Coast of the U.S. that is really on track to be hit again. Still far enough out, Father, that we don't know. You do. Father, as we prepare to respond, may we give, may we love, may we serve, may we speak timely words of encouragement and help. God, today I pray that you would help us to be still long enough to hear your timely words, the promptings and encouragements and spurring on of your Spirit within us. May we learn to recognize, as Jesus says, that his sheep know his voice. May we understand the timeliness of his words and recognize them more quickly as we grow in relationship. Father, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.